I'm Chris, and this is the RFC News Desk for Tuesday, April 12, 2022. It was hard to have high hopes for the FanFirst Tuesday Transformers stream this week, as early signs hinted at an extended RoboSen presentation and perhaps a few token legacy reveals. Happily, the truth could hardly have been more different. Unless you're waiting for the Power Rangers stream right after Transformers, which seems to have been near universally received as a colossal disappointment. But I digress. The promised RoboSen reveal did indeed take place during the stream, and it was not what we had expected at all. The teaser RoboSen originally released was apparently a bit of an April Fool's flavor, misleading everyone to think a Bumblebee might be on the way. That could still be down the line, but it certainly wasn't today's feature. Instead, coming in at roughly the same price as RoboSen's Optimus Prime itself was the Combat Deck and Roller set. Yes. Now you can purchase a 3-foot-long trailer unit for your advanced robotics toy Optimus Prime. The trailer auto-transforms into the upright service bay mode, and Roller can be driven independently as its own app-controlled vehicle, and features a Spikewit Wiki figurine to place in the driver's seat. Roller can even actually pull the trailer if you like, or the trailer can automatically link up with Optimus Prime for very probably awkward driving around the average-sized house, given that the whole thing is over 3 feet long. Between this and Optimus itself, you are looking at over $1,500 US for this theoretically complete Optimus Prime package. The trailer was also not depicted as having anything near the advanced programmable features Optimus did, so one could presume this second unit may not rank as especially necessary on a lot of Optimus Prime owners' radars. After the RoboSen presentation, we went into the main reveals for Legacy, and we actually got to see almost the entire second wave. All that was left out of the presentation today was the Core class, which is not terribly surprising since Hasbro is no longer actively managing pre-orders for those via their partner retailers, so probably they will be shown off on just a regular Transformers Tuesday social media push sometime in the near future. The Wave 2 Core Class toys, as far as we know right now, are a repack of Kingdom Core Class Optimus Prime, the G2 recolor of Core Class Megatron, and a new mold G1 Shockwave. Now, as for the deluxes, we got to see Stunticon Wild Rider, which was one of two toys previewed on Monday. There wasn't very much to see here that wasn't evident from the already released photos. The odd shape of the hood kibble on the robot's back, though, was apparently an intentional choice, trying to spread the car parts out to acknowledge the animation model kind of not having them at all. That doesn't really make sense in its own context, but what it seemed to mean in effect was that Wild Rider's cartoon model fudged car elements into different parts of the robot body in ways that wouldn't really be possible for a toy at this complexity. So spreading them out as they have on Legacy Wild Rider was something of a compromise. From the brief glimpse of the back of the robot we got during the stream, it does seem like it could be possible to keep the hood and fenders tabbed together as a single solid backpack chunk rather than having to have them spread out as shown in the stock photos. This may be a preferable alternative for some collectors. Knockout was seen for the first time, and it's a pretty significant retool or partial of Studio Series 86 Jazz. Some of the car body elements have been replaced. It has a new head and new weapons. The new head mold is about as good a likeness for the character as Legacy Wave 1 RC's was, which will probably not be good news for people who are particularly attached to the character from the Prime cartoon. Tarantulas was also a first look, and surprisingly, it does not appear to share any parts with Black Arachnia, though it does replicate that toy's engineering with all new parts. But the proportions and overall size of the toy are different, so this can't even be called a partial. The overall likeness for Tarantulas is very strong, and while the Spider Mode does more follow Kingdom's realistic Beast Mode's tendency, it's not super far off from how Tarantulas looked in Season 1. Finally, for the deluxes, we had our first look at Alita 1. The easiest way to explain Alita is that it's a pre-tool for Minerva, which is coming to Walgreens exclusively later this year. Besides the head, there's little about the toy that makes it particularly specific to Alita 1, and during the stream, Mark even reconfigured the backpack to its second form, which gives the toy the complete Minerva silhouette. The vehicle mode is pretty weird, and was described at least once as a kind of dune buggy. It's not clear what kind of alternate parts, if any, might be employed for Minerva to restyle the alternate mode. Minerva was originally a Porsche, and we can say safely in the current state that absolutely no one would remotely confuse this for a Porsche, so at least they're safe from any legal disputes. As compared to Netflix Elita 1, it looks like the robot is a little more integral with the vehicle, so that's a plus. But a large amount of the robot body was still visible under the car during the stream, so I think we're looking at baby steps at best here. Next up were the Voyagers. We had had on the product list indications of a Soundwave in Legacy for some time. It was briefly rumored to be a Transformers Prime Soundwave, however, that is not in fact the case. No, it's a re-release of Siege Soundwave. Don't worry, I'm screaming too, it's just on the inside. So, like Galvatron, this release of Siege Soundwave leaves off the battle damage paint effects, and as shown in the stream, still features the yellow visor in robot mode. Now, no one really knows what to make of this, since most everyone was expecting the more reasonable option here, a new release of the Earth Mode Soundwave that came out in the Netflix subline, which had high demand and was kind of hard to find. There's not any immediately clear reason why this one was chosen instead, but it was. In better news, we're finally getting a proper G-Axis. The last time Hasbro tried this, they gave us a tiny, mistakenly orange Starscream retool. This time G-Axis is its own mold, and is colored correctly after the G2 comic, and even features a G2 Decepticon faction symbol. In fact, the face sculpt is even a really strong adaptation of the comic book art style. As a G2 fan, I think it's all just brilliant. The vehicle form isn't a super close match to the comic, but it has the general outline right, including the bat wings. It even has been pointed out that the silhouette seemed like a good starting point for a Skyquake and or Machine Wars Starscream somewhere down the line, giving us an interesting bit of hope for the future uses of this mold, or at least its engineering. At leader class was Blitzwing. This was unfortunately leaked somewhat in advance of both the stream and the preview on Monday, and the stream didn't really tell us anything new about the toy that we hadn't already worked out from the leaks. So we'll go ahead and move on to the last Legacy reveal. Commander Class Motormaster finally got shown in full. It gave us some interesting insights to this toy, which has been the subject of a lot of speculation so far. Motormaster in robot mode has the volume of a chunky Voyager, and is directly comparable to Earthrise Optimus Prime in overall size. The robot mode is formed fully from the cab of the truck, leaving the trailer behind to do other things. First up is a battle station, which looks suspiciously kind of similar to Thunderclash's battle station. I say that, trying to dance around that we've been told through the Insider Info channels many times now that there is at least an alternate Thunderclash head on Motormaster's tooling, so this similarity of trailer bits is anything but coincidental. The real purpose, though, is for the trailer to become the body of Menasor. They did not show every aspect of this during the stream, but we gather that the trailer forms an entire integral structure all by itself, and all of the Stunticons, including Motormaster, plug onto that structure. Combination was demonstrated using Dragstrip and Wild Rider. This Menasor favors the variation of the cartoon model where the leg cars are on the backs of the legs. By all indications, the knee jointing does not appear like it will allow for cars on the front, unfortunately. It does have a neat trick, though, where plugging a leg car on the skeleton will push hidden panels closed on the front of the leg, which then shows molded detail on those panels which emulate the underbody shapes on the cars. A fairly neat touch, and some unnecessary automorph engineering, which is always a fun bonus to have. We already learned about how Dragstrip works as an arm from, again, early leaks and many in-hand samples that are legitimately out at retail at this point. But the process was depicted in detail for us during the stream, where Dragstrip was pegged onto Menasor's arm in one piece, and once it was fully connected, Mark simply extended the arm joints on the Menasor frame, and Dragstrip cleanly and effortlessly split in half. It actually looked very elegant, and it's something I'm personally excited to eventually get to try out for myself. Mark was unfortunately not allowed to show us a full Menasor with the other as-yet-unrevealed Stunticons, but thanks to the body frame construction, a general impression of the final product was possible. The cartoon-heavy approach may not be everyone's preference, but the actual product looks pretty promising. Finally, we had the reveal of the first of 5 second series Shattered Glass toys, and they started with the one everyone's been waiting to see. Shattered Glass Ultra Magnus is a redeco of Earthrise Ultra Magnus with some new parts. It is indeed based directly on Diaclone-powered Convoy, and as packaged features the skull face first seen on the BotCon toy a decade ago. Oh, cripes, BotCon 2012 was 10 years ago. It also comes with a set of Legacy Laser Prime's Energon weapon accessories, including the sword, axe, and the bonus matrix. But the best news is the last extra part, the regular Earthrise Ultra Magnus head mold. Yes, you'll be able to choose to unscrew the Shattered Glass head and replace it with the proper Delta Magnus or Powered Convoy head if that's how you prefer to engage with the toy. Now, it won't be exactly perfect as a Delta Magnus or Powered Convoy since it will have still the purple Shattered Glass faction symbols, but if that's really a sticking point, a fix is just a repro label away. Everything revealed during the stream went up for pre-order shortly afterward. Some places, including Amazon, still have listed Wave 2 for the prior SRPs of $22.99, $31.49, and $49.99 respectively, with Commander Motormaster coming in now at $84.99. Other retailers held to the most current price increases across the board, starting at $25 and going up. Unfortunately, as increasing buyer discretion is more and more required now, Hasbro chose to present us with a much stronger overall wave of toys than what Legacy Wave 1 appeared to many of us, as well as a long-asked-for Pulse exclusive at a yet higher premium. Those of us who had decided to be more selective about Transformers collecting this year may have more of a challenge ahead than we had anticipated. The RFC News Desk and other podcast and blog content is brought to you by our awesome patrons. You can support our shows, too, by going to patreon.com/tfradio. As a patron, you'll get access to exclusive shows, and if you sign up as a Touched patron, you'll get a shout-out every week on RFC, plus have the opportunity to be part of our History on the Fives podcast. You can also help out while doing your normal Amazon shopping by using our affiliate link. Go to tfradio.net/Amazon when you want to do some shopping, and we'll get a small commission from basically everything you buy. You'll take some money away from Amazon and give it to us instead. We also have our own merchandise with excellent original designs that you can get on shirts, mugs, mouse pads, and more. You can see all of it at tfradio.net/shirt. And don't forget to join us on Discord at tfradio.net/discord. That's our preferred way to interact with our audience during live recordings every Wednesday at tfradio.net/live. And we've also got a great crowd of regulars hanging out all week. It's a pretty cool place, and you should come join us. You even get some extra perks there if you're a patron, so what are you waiting for?